Coach Tony Morgan of the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team in here. Morning, Coach.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was actually over in Amory doing a football game for one of our other civic media stations Friday night, so I didn't have a chance to listen at all to the game, but I was pleasantly surprised when I came back and saw your defense. Goodness gracious. Anytime you give up 19 yards rushing in a whole game, Coach, that's fun. Fun day for the defense.
Yeah, we made a couple minor changes, had some personnel come back and make an immediate impact. And, we were really able to kind of on the line of scrimmage. Based on what we saw on film, we thought we'd be able to, with a couple minor tweaks, really own it. Now, nobody can ever expect, I think our goal is usually like under 100 yards rushing, so right. No coach can ever plan on under 20 yards rushing, that's for sure.
Great game. And then on your side of the ball, too, 327 yards rushing on your side of the ball.
That's, kind of one of my favorite things to do is run the ball. So when we get to put up numbers and certainly spread it around a little bit, getting guys, with some rushing yards, attacking from all positions and being effective across the board. Of course, Hudson Hilgart continues to just run the ball really well. We actually had a 60 yard run that got called back due to a penalty. So he might have been over 200 yards rushing, but to be able to run the ball out of multiple positions, have Dalton Schmidt back, and he was everywhere. He was our 2, 3, 4, and so it just made it really tough on Athens to be able to key where we were trying to run the ball from.
Well, you didn't have a whole lot of completions, but the one you had, you made them count. I mean, a couple of Randy Mosses on your team with a 43-yard per catch average with Corbin and with Corbin Phillips and Sean Morgan. So you didn't hit on a lot receiving-wise, but you hit on a couple of pretty big ones.
Yeah, I think we probably only called, as the score gets going and when you can run the ball kind of at will like we were able to do. Hudson actually, I think, threw the ball 4 times. We might have called 7 or 8 pass plays, a couple times he scrambled for, good yardage. I think they did have a sack on us, so I do think it was probably about 8 pass plays. But, he had a, shorter touchdown there on the goal line. We spread it out, and he was able to get one in the end zone. Corbin, he's just so dangerous to get the ball in his hands in space. So that ball might have gone, 3 yards past the scrimmage line. And then Hudson doing Hudson things on that throw to the sideline to Sean, kind of scrambling, falling back, and off balance. Every coach goes, "Oh, don't throw that!" And then next thing it lands perfectly where it's supposed to. And it was almost too bad that Sean was too close to the sideline, because he probably could have gone for a little bit more there. So
156.2 quarterback rating for Hudson.
That's not bad.
nice. Well, it's got to be fun for your team, because it's not too often that you get into a game and you really feel like we own the line of scrimmage. And that does provide a lot of different options for you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often in high school football. We had some personnel coming back that have been missing longer term. And so we actually made 2 changes on our starting defensive line, and that definitely had a big impact. Greg Morgan, he's been second team all-conference defender the last 2 years, so he's always been stout there. And then we just kind of rearranged some of the linebackers a little bit, and really gave Athens a hard time to get the ball moving, whether it was outside or inside. They just weren't really sure where to go. They did have a little bit of success throwing the ball on us, so that is probably our big concern going into Hurley, who they're a tough opponent, and they've been kind of spreading it out and kind of living on the pass. So we'll have a different challenge this week, and I believe it's Hurley's homecoming, so it'll be, I'm sure, a raucous environment, and our first trip to go up and get to play Hurley in their house. So we'll have to shore that up a little bit.
Yeah, 26-0 halftime lead. You're on your way to a 32-0 win over Athens this past Friday night. And this Hurley team, they're 4-0 along with Phillips, and you're not technically out of the conference race by any means. A win over Hurley could make things very interesting. But Hurley has had a lot of success this year, so this will be a big challenge for you.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it. You know, as I've said many times before, you know, being in a new conference, getting to kind of measure yourself, you know, Rib Lake, Prentice, those were teams that were coming from 11-man into 8-man. You know, we were able to kind of split that. And so here's another challenge on a team, an established program. You know, watching the film, they got a lot of kids on the sideline, especially for an 8-man team. So they definitely are an established program coming in here at 8-man and really has had been able to win every game and not really been stressed. Athens actually kind of took them to the wire, 12-6, but Hurley was in charge that entire game. We're hoping to get into a game where it's tight in the second half and just see what happens.
So Hurley this Friday night, and then you got homecoming week next week, and Phillips winds down the season. It appears as though you're health-wise, you're doing pretty good, it seems like, right?
Yep. We really pretty much almost have everybody back. I think we have one person that hopefully this week will be all cleared up, and things can happen in practice and JV games and all that, so we'll see how everyone's feeling today. But as far as the varsity level goes, we were almost at full strength, and it was that was evident as well. I think there was some surprises coming back with some bodies, and really able to put in a great team effort across the board. I think we had 7 guys with positive rushing yards, and as we said, spread the ball out, three completions, 3 different receivers. I think almost everyone on the varsity had a tackle or a tackle for loss. So it was a complete team effort, and when you have a team that comes together and wins at the line of scrimmage, good things happen. So we just need to figure out how to do that again on Friday.
Yeah, if Shawamigan fans miss the game, they can always go to wissports.net under 8-man football. The stats and stuff are there, and the game, kind of get an idea of the game flow from there. But we mentioned homecoming coming up next week, and Hurley this Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you on 103.1 FM. So the conference is bearing out. You got 2 of the top 3 to go. So you got your the teams you got to beat in front of you. There you go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the teams that are ahead of you in the standings and a chance to catch them with a couple of victories here in the next couple of weeks. All right, Coach, great job with the kids. We look forward to following you. Good week. The JV game last night, I wanted you to mention that quick. We had Athens last night.
Yeah, we went down to Athens, getting to get all the kids in, that was very good. Put up some points, but unfortunately gave up a few way too many big plays. But really getting our JV program running, which is super exciting. So
all right, very good. Good week for Shawamigan, and hopefully we can get some folks up there, some fans up there in Hurley to cheer on the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team. It'd be nice to have a good crowd up there.
Absolutely. I expect it to be a raucous crowd. And, the goal is go ruin someone's homecoming and then come back and have a great homecoming ourselves.
Exactly. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Screaming Eagles here at 98Q and the Coaches Show. We'll talk Phillips with Coach Precor, and then we'll listen in on Coach LaFleur's presser yesterday with the Pack.